Jason. I grew up in Detroit, and I'm not really built to be a football player or any of those other things. So, you know, when I was growing up, you know, the thing about racing is that, you know, you can't just get a race car and drive it around the front yard, but you could grab a football, basketball, or in our case, being from Detroit, a hockey stick and a puck and play in the street. So, you know, and that side of the story, we used to set up cones in the street right out in front of my buddy's house, Eric, and play hockey. And every time a car would come by, I was like, come on, man, really? Pause the game. I was like, time out, you know. That's what I was saying, the Wayne and Garth reference. But, no, I was a big hockey fan growing up and still remain so. And glad to be here tonight accordingly.
What's the offseason been like for you?
Short. Yeah. You know, offseason is never long enough. You know, once we get going and we start doing events like this, you get to thinking, well, I'm kind of ready to go again. So, you know, you see the trophy, the Daytona 500 trophy, sitting around the bend and think about what that means and the opportunity that's in front of us to really have another great season with a tremendous opportunity I have driving for Roger Penske and an iconic car with the Blue Deuce, Miller Lite car. So I want to make the most of that. And off season, be damned, we're ready to go.
It is around the corner, so how anxious are you? Or are you still kind of chilling yet?
Well, there's only so much we can do. With this year's rules, you know, NASCAR has a testing ban. So normally at this time we'd be at Daytona for preseason Thunder. But instead we're here in Tampa Bay and trying to promote the Daytona 500 because we can't be on track with the testing ban. So, you know, we're as prepared as we can be without breaking any rules.
How did you like the way it finished last year, or playoffs were and all that stuff? And the first time, was it exciting for you? It was for the fans, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, 2014 was an incredible season for everyone. And the way it finished out, I think our fans have never seen anything like it and really enjoyed it. And that's really the most important thing.
You won a bunch of races, though.
Yeah.
You're on the outside looking in at the end. I mean, do you think something needs to be tweaked there where you're big winners?
Yeah, you know, I mean, sure, you'd like to think you won six races. You had a tremendous year. But, I mean, we knew the format going in. And the format was never a format that said the guy with the most wins is going to have an opportunity to win the championship. The format was always, you know, the playoffs and the elimination. So we knew that going in, and so we really can't complain.
What did you learn from the chase and how that worked that you can carry with you? Because obviously that was a different format in the past, and when they kept tweaking things, you guys and everyone else could learn it.
Well, I mean, as far as what you learn, you know, after having one season of that format, it's hard to really give you a sound bite of what you learn. You know, but I think in general, the approach just gets refined. There's not one big learn per se, or there hasn't been for me at least. It's about refinement. And certainly, there were things we saw that we probably already knew. We knew going into the last bracket that we were probably going to need to win a race. And we knew the next last bracket that we couldn't have a bad race. And we missed on both of those. So those were things we knew going in. So I wouldn't say there were really any surprises.
Do you think you got a bad rep last year with some of those dust-ups? I mean, what do you?
I don't know about a bad rap. I think you know, time will dictate who and what I am and how I race, and I'll let it be that.
Do you think that gives you a little more anticipation, or gives the sport the anticipation going into the year, especially what happened down in Texas?
Yeah, I mean, the events that happened at the end of the race at Texas certainly drew a lot of attention to the sport. You could argue some good, some bad. It's almost good, I think, for the sport to have stopped right there, because then it can kind of perpetuate that, you know, for the next few months while we're in the off season. So I think it's probably good from a hype standpoint.
Between that and the thing with Kenseth, is there anything you would have done differently?
Oh, you know, there's always things in life that you can do better with, right? All of us have those. But I'm not really looking back. You know, I can't travel back in time. And, you know, the things that have happened in the past define me and who I am, and I'm happy with where I'm at in my life.
Besides your teammates, do you keep in contact a lot of the other drivers in the off-season, like Gordon?
Not really, no. I mean, look, we're here to win races. Certainly you want to make friends, and you don't want to make enemies. But if I'm put in a situation where I have to decide between making friends with other drivers or driving my car to 100% and winning the race for my team, I'm going to pick my team every time, and I'll continue to do that.
How important is the 500, the momentum of trying to win that race, you know, set the standard for the rest of the season? How important is that?
Well, I think the Daytona 500 has become more important than ever over the last few years. You know, the Daytona 500 itself has always been important for what it does for you with name, notoriety, a lot of money, and kind of in some ways makes your season. But with the rule changes over the last few years, where winning kind of guarantees your spot into the chase and NASCAR's version of the playoffs, the Daytona 500 has become even more important, because if you can get an early season win in, you can really change the pace of the year for your team. And you get out of that almost desperation mode to where you can be extremely aggressive through the summer. You can take a few weeks off, per se, not necessarily from the track, but with development and focus towards the back half of the year and specific tracks. So early season wins are very important and more so important than ever. And Daytona is the most important of all of them.
Do you even have downtime? I mean, what did you do with it? I mean, you don't have a lot of it.
You know, NASCAR has their downtime perfectly aligned with the holiday season. So, you know, we check off the holiday bucket and then start rolling.
How many Red Wings games did you go to growing up? Did you go?
You know, I think, I didn't have a lot of money growing up, so I couldn't afford a Red Wings ticket, but I watched a lot on TV.
Who was your guy?
You know, I liked Steve Yzerman a lot. I liked the goalie, Chris Osgood, a lot. Those were probably my two favorites.
Is that one of your favorite sports? And,
mm-hmm. Yeah, growing up. Well, I was from Detroit, so, you know, hockey's a pretty big deal in Detroit.
You're a Michigan fan, too, mm-hmm. aren't you? Are you happy to see Harbaugh and Urban mix it up? Yeah. You and Gordon might have to take a back seat to that.
You know, I think it's great for college football to have Jim Harbaugh at Michigan, and I hope it ends up being great for Michigan.
How tough was it for you to see Ohio State win?
I'm not a hater. It doesn't hurt me to see another team win, but I root for mine very loudly.